Let's go to Psalm 18, the psalm for the day, verse 1 through 3, and I'm going to read it first from King James. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Amen. That's quite a list of what God is. The Message puts it this way. A David song, which he sang to God after being saved from all his enemies and from Saul. I love you, God. You make me strong. God is my bedrock under my feet, the castle in which I live, my rescuing knight, my God, the high crag where I run for dear life, hiding behind the boulders, safe in the granite hideout. I sing to God, the praise lofty, and I find myself safe and saved. What we profess with our mouth is what God is to us. He hears that, and guess what? It brings him pleasure. Don't you think he loved hearing that description that David gave of him? God loved that because he says, yes, I got through. Isn't it neat when your kids say something about you that's good? Yeah. Amen. What does it do to you? It makes us happy, huh? And say, oh, thank God, it's worth it after all. Amen. It brings joy to our heart. So also, does it bring joy to God's heart when we say who he is? The Passion Bible says it this way. Lord, I passionately love you. I'm bonded to you. For now you've become my power. You're as real to me as bedrock under my feet, like a castle on a cliff, forever a firm fortress, a mountain of hiding, a pathway of escape, my tower of rescue where none can reach me, my secret strength and shield around me. You are salvation's ray of brightness, shining on the hillside, always the champion of my cause. All I need to do is to call to you, singing to you, the praiseworthy God. When I do, I'm safe and I'm sound in you. And that's all you and I need to do. We need to speak the word of who he is and then call out to him, singing to him and praising him, and wait for his beautiful answers to come to our life, because we've taken pleasure in him as he's taking pleasure in us. Let's stand and let's say together from the Passion Translation, verses 1 and 3, as we enter in to worship this worthy God of ours. Amen. Lord, I passionately love you, and I'm bonded to you. For now, you've become my power. All I need to do is to call to you, singing to you, the praiseworthy God. When I do, I'm safe and sound in you. Glory, hallelujah, let's sing about it.